Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You're with me in Conversations with A&A. I'm the A named Avon, and I'm here with my co-host, Angela, the other A. It's been a while, but we're back. Today is September 18, 2022, and it's 8 p.m. The title of our show is Winter is Here, Now What? How do we move forward in life after this worldwide time out? And our call number for this evening, the call-in number is 515-605-9322. Again, that's 515-605-9322. And now that we're here, I want to bring on my co-host, Angela. Angela, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Thank you. I'm glad we're back. And I hope everyone enjoyed the show tonight. So thank you, Avon, for allowing me this wonderful opportunity to be on the show again.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you. You know, we work well together. So here we are. Batman and Robin, who's the female versions of the superhero in the show?
Yeah, don't say that. Yeah, I don't think Batman or Robin, not now. I'm glad you clarified that.
Wonder Woman and female. Robin? I don't know. We got to figure
Wonder
this out.
Wonder Woman and I don't even know the two females, but
Catwoman, I don't know.
Exactly.
The Milaje Dora from Black Panther. Yeah,
okay.
That's what we are. We can do that.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. So what's going on tonight? What are what are we talking about tonight?
Well, you know, as we all know, we all were shut down worldwide once upon a time with this pandemic situation here, where we all had to sit our tails down and figure it out, get a clue to what was happening here. And, you know, because you and I, during the pandemic, we kept in contact all along. So we were always talking and, you know, working through this. And what we happened to do when the world shut down, we had started a prayer line.
Right.
Angela, you want to tell us a little bit about the prayer line or how it came to be?
Before I start that, I don't know if you want me to start that part yet before it came about, but I know we was going to discuss winter is coming now,
right?
And where that singing came from. I mean, especially what it means to me, because, you know, I've been seeing a lot of titles that says winter is coming, you know, and that phrase was originated from, you know, the Game of Thrones, which is one of my favorite sitcoms. I love that. I love that sitcom, the Game of Thrones. So it's about kingdoms, and this is very important. This is good to learn about family, power, revenge, and just how, you know, things work in the world, right? So, and I'm not saying this is the only movie that shows this, but this has a, you know, it has a medieval side of it, but it's very, you know, interesting, okay? And with the phrase winter is coming came from was, it was the north, the west, the east, the south, the different families, they were fighting for power. And they all was fighting separately, you know, trying to get rid of one another, right? And you would see this in real life, you know. They was trying to, you know, the different families was trying to fight for their power to take over all the seven armies. You know, all the seven nations, because they refer to each other as nations. And they had a group of, I would call them, not demons, but they was like the Walking Dead. They considered them the Walking Dead, right? And they was like, basically, they was the Walking Dead. And these, the Walking Dead, they had power, but they would only come out in the winter. Okay, they was like demons or you know, basically the Walking Dead. And they would go after a vulnerable kingdom. And one of the kingdoms was Jon Snow, his nation of people that he was leading and ruling. So basically, the Walking Dead, they was eventually getting more power, okay? They was getting more power, and they was bringing down different nations. So all the nations, or the ones that was left, had to stick together, because if not, the Walking Dead would take over everyone. So they just came out, they would just come out in the winter. And then in the summertime, being that they was made of ice, they would melt. Not melt, but they didn't come out in the summertime. They just only came out in the winter because they needed the cold to live, okay? It's like how you see people, to break it down on a spiritual level, it's like when people try to suck your energy, right? They only can suck your energy if you have a lot of energy. And then you might see them disappear once you become negative or you don't have anything else for them to get, you know, anything that they can get from you. You know, we see this all the time. You know, somebody might be around you for money and they come to you, and as soon as your money is gone, then they leave. So it was a concept, something like that, where the night, the Walking Dead, they will be stronger during the winter. So people with the nations was preparing, you know, they had to gather their food, they had to gather, you know, all their communication. They had to really start making moves before that time. Okay. It's like the ants. You see the ants, they make moves during the, you know, winter time, they done. You don't see them in the winter. So it's during a certain month that you see the ants out, and they are gathering their goods. They are making moves. So that's where that came from, that and winter is coming. So, and I see a lot of YouTubers and other people are using that phrase now. So that's what it's called. Meaning that don't play around. It's here. You know what I'm saying? You should have been doing your preparing. And now winter is the time to fight. Winter is the time, not the time to prepare. Should have been prepared. You know, it's here now, you know. The drama, the fight, the rush is here. So, yeah.
How would you connect it to what's happening in these days and times? What's going on now?
I just feel that we, as humans, we had a lot of time to explore, to do a lot of things, and the pandemic showed us how vulnerable we really are. Also showed us that we take a lot of stuff for granted in life. We take a lot of things for granted. And especially living in the United States, we think a lot of times that we're going through a lot until you see other nations and other people, you know, that go through way more and rights that they don't have that we have. So especially in the United States, you know, we take things for granted. We haven't seen a real, you know, we haven't seen a pandemic, you know what I'm saying? And we haven't come close to this type of tragedy. And I think the last time, was it 9/11? I think the biggest tragedy that we experienced. Yeah, 9/11, especially in New York, you know, I mean, other states, they experienced flooding and stuff like that. But the pandemic was on a different level. You know, people was wondering, they was talking about Bible prophecies. They was talking about spirituality. They was talking about their own mortality. So it was a lot going on, you know, and made people, you know, it showed you also that the government could just shut you down. You know, and how vulnerable you really are, you know, and it was really a challenging time. So I think that it was a couple of things going on, but I think it made people look at themselves or hide from themselves. And it also showed people what they were really made of. You know, whether you were strong, you went through it, you might have been nervous or scared, but you handled it a certain type of way. Then you had those who were just fearful and folded, you know. So that's just my opinion of what I observed.
You know, I agree with you 100% on that one, because a lot of the time, like, and you know what? And the funny thing, when you say the Walking Dead and these people, it seemed like we have been moving a lot like we have been the Walking Dead, you know, just rolling through life, just going and not paying attention, just, you know, here to there, working this and that, and you're not really paying attention. You're in a rut. You know what I'm saying? You're just in a routine, and it got to the point that you weren't even thinking anymore. You're just doing and moving. You know what I'm saying? Just parents, just living, you're going to work, making money, the kids going to school, and this and playing. And there was not a whole lot of, I don't think there was a whole lot of thinking that was going on there. And then when this pandemic happened, and like you said, the government was able to shut down the world, and that was, everything had stopped. And this was the time when everybody was forced to be still and to do some self-reflecting. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There was nowhere that you can go. You couldn't go to work. You couldn't go out and hang out. You had to stay still and deal with your life. You understand that? People, families had to come together. The children had to stay home. They couldn't go to school. So parents, now you had to deal with your dear children. You understand? Before, because we had escapes and outs. We can go because we was always going. The kids were going to school. They was this one. So everybody was moving. And then they come home. It's like ships passing in the night. But then when this happened, you had to deal with each other. And people found out, husbands and wives found out a lot, not all, that who is this person that I'm married to? You understand what I'm saying? You really had to look at this person again and deal with them. They couldn't go anywhere. So you really got a good look at who they were. You got to see who your children are, what they were doing. You found out what they were doing or were not doing in school. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And then we had to deal with each other and interact with each other. And this was a time to find out. We saw character. We found out who we were, what we were made of. We saw what our people were made of, our spouses, our loved ones, significant others, and the children. And then in a lot of cases, folks found out they didn't like what they saw. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When you don't have an out to escape time and time, this is like, what would you do if this is what you had to deal with every single day, day in and day out? And a lot of people didn't fare well with that. And then, you know, also what happened, there was coming out of it, people, it kind of scared them so much, they were in shock and they kind of shut down as well. So there was... people became fearful. They became depressed. You know what I'm saying? And they lacked the self-confidence, you know, because you're discombobulated. You know, it was just a whole new situation that was going on there. And people had to figure it out. Some people made it through. I'm sure they're still suffering PTSD. And then you got some that did not fare well at all. And it really triggered them and, you know, knocked them out the box. And then you have those that were already, you know, they were unstable. So then if you had mental issues, whatever, this certainly did not help your case. It did not help the cause. You understand what I'm saying? And you got the increase, okay, now you got people at home, so then you got people that's losing their job, they don't have any money, So, you know, it was just a domino effect. Things are happening. People losing their homes, people getting put out on the street, more homelessness, more playing with that mental. So you have more people out in the street now. You want to call people unstable and crazy. But the thing is, with this thing going on, it made you question yourself. You wondered if you were crazy. So you have all these different dynamics going on here. And it was really deep to see what's coming about now. And then when it opened up a little bit, and that's where we are now. Even though it had started opening up last year, but we're still feeling the effects of it to this day. So it's now, like we said, winter is here. So now what? Where do we go from here? What do we do? You know, kids are just going back to school now. So what is that going to look like? It's just things are up in the air. And another thing, I just want to backtrack a little bit. We got to see this government. We saw them before, but we got to see some real ugly things go down with this government. It got to the point where they were showing you when you don't have any rights, they don't care where their law supersedes your human rights, your spiritual rights, and all these things going on. And it's just like, and that was just the tip of the iceberg. Now, the thing is, we have to watch out, because if they showed you this, they're telling you that you're going to have to take shots against your will, whether you want it or not. They tell you what you're going to do. And if you don't, then you're going to be penalized for this. You're going to lose your livelihood. You lose your home. It's just all of these things, and have people in fear. They're bullying their way through things. So if they're starting with this, can you imagine what's going to happen after that?
Right.
This is where we're going to have to wake up and pay attention. You have to. This is, like you say, you have to reflect now. It's the time of reflection. Pay attention to what went on before you. Yes, all that other stuff, it was frightening. It was scary. But now we got to come. You got to come to and pay attention. And we got to, like I like to say, tap in. We got to tap in and find a strength somewhere. You don't have it all by yourself. So that's why you get help from others. You know what I'm saying? We all got to come together and work this out. Because if we don't stand together, you saw what happened already. It's not only going to get worse if we don't stand up and stop it and make some changes. And then the other thing is, which we'll get to later, that we are in control of our lives. And then, you know, we got to get to the point. Where do you get to the point where you stand up and you can't blame other people? You know, of course, when you look around, things are happening. Absolutely. There's no question about that. But when do you step up and take control over your life, over your situation? That's on you. Nobody else can do that. Now, people are going to oppose you. Yes. But you have to make it up in your mind. And get it in your spirit that you got to take control over you. You understand what I'm saying? So, right. You know, these are some of my thoughts. And I had jumped the gun earlier, but I like that. That was a good save that you brought it. You know, explained where we were and what the title of this show meant. So. What did I want to say? So what we happen to do is when the initial shutdown happened for us, we had the prayer line. And, you know, are you ready to discuss that now, or you want to?
Yeah, the prayer line came about when because of the pandemic, when my uncle was in the hospital, my uncle CJ, he was in the hospital. Matter of fact, he went to the hospital. He couldn't breathe. And then he went to the hospital, and then all of a sudden we knew he was in ICU, extreme. And like always, I keep my faith, you know, and that's something I'm not going to argue with no one about. I'm not going to, you know, it's just true for me. So, you know, I just I started praying. And my cousin, you know, she said, we should, you know, we should pray. And we got into a conversation about a prayer line. And I was like, that's something I always wanted to start. And, you know, she was like, well, you should start a prayer line. She said, let's start a prayer line. And that's how the prayer line. And then I invited you and, you know, the rest of the girls to the line, you know, because I needed that support. So then it became a support for all of us. You know, we just all started coming and praying and just talking and conversating. And it became a great support group, you know. So we used the energy. I used that energy from my uncle, and you guys joined forces, and we came together to make it work. And now the prayer line is still going on. It's been, what, 2-3 years now that we still on the prayer line.
Started in 2020, right?
Right, exactly. So it's 2022. Yes, two years now. So I'm saying that to say that, you know, it depends on, you know, when things happen in my life, I always turn to, I don't know nothing else but to turn to God, turn to my spirituality. And that's what I did. So I'm looking at it as people going to turn to what they're used to. So if you used to turn into drugs when something happened or goes on in your life and the pandemic was way harder, you're going to turn into drugs. If you used to turn into sex or whatever your out is, doing your most stressful time that you experience, that's what you're going to turn to. So, you know, you have people who turn to drugs. You have people who was abusing their wives and their children during this time. You had parents who was abusing their children. You know, so whatever you used to turn into, even before the pandemic, that's what you're going to be prone to run to. And then you may find out that you never turned to God, but you did this time. That's a good thing. Or your spirituality, you understand, or the Most High, or Allah. Whatever you want to call the divine, because the divine spirit has a lot of names. But that's what I did. And that's how the prayer line came about, still going strong with the prayer line. So, yeah, it's prayer warriors. There's only 5 of us, and we have expanded. We're in the process of expanding that. But it's a good thing, you know, it's a good thing.
Exactly. Spirituality is very important in it, you know, and people have the right and the honor and the privilege to name it for however it works for them. You know, there is no one way to get, you know, to your higher self, you know, and whatever works, that's what you go for. You don't let anyone talk you out of it or shame you or whatever, and vice versa. You don't force your thoughts and opinions on anyone else. But, you know, I think that we all can find our way to the same place, you know, just give everybody the freedom. Now, the question I want to ask you is this. So you see what the question is out here. So what do you think is the next move, or what thoughts and ideas do you have, you know, about where do we go from here? What's happening next? Do you have steps, you know?
Well, I'll say what you always say. The first step is self. It all starts with yourself, with you, right? And meaning that a person will have to now really take a look at themselves and evaluate and really be truthful of where they are in life. Because at the end of the day, even though you may be with somebody, but you're still alone, it's you, like you always say, Amon. And to learn how to tap in, you know. Now, when you say tap in, you could explain what you mean by that, but I take it as, you know, learning your spirit, learning what you're feeling, learning how to connect with yourself, dealing with your emotions, your overall being. So, you know, many people will have different ways of doing that, you know, some people are more intuitive when you say tap in. My innate abilities is not tapped in like that. So, you know, I read a lot, I seek out teachers' knowledge. So there's different things that I do to learn how to tap in more, you know, and tapping in meaning, you know, something more spiritual, something bigger than yourself. Okay. Yeah. So basically it would be the same thing. Like you always say, you know, you're the one. So you have to, it's not no one, it's not outside. The answers basically that you're looking for is always within you. So, and I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that with you. But what are some of your thoughts on it?
I agree with you because when we have spoken over the years and just speaking and all of the so-called situations, quote-unquote, problems that we have, wars, this and that, and, you know, people get all up in arms and get nervous and, oh, we need this and we got to have this. And my answer, my response always is, you got to get to self. You got to do that self-work. And then there's something, when I say self-work, it's not always doing it alone, because you brought it up and you say it nicely, is that even when you're learning self, you learn self through other people as well. By your interaction with other people, you can gauge where you are and where you're falling on the spectrum, and if you, you know, where you want to be, or do you need to make some adjustments, you know, in that aspect. But when we say self-work, you have to go within and you have to go into those tricky places, and sometimes people call it the dark, or they're afraid of falling into the abyss because they feel that once they go in there that they might get lost and they can't come back. But that is so far from the truth. And then that dark abyss is usually that's what you would call that shadow self, and then doing that shadow work. But that's all part of you. You want to know who you are and how you connect to a higher energy, and how do you get to your higher self. So this is something that you want to do. It's not something that you should fear. This is something that you want to desire to do, because once you know who you are and know your inner workings and how you connect to your higher self and that higher energy, then you know that you have control over everything. Once you can control yourself, then you can control what goes on outside of you. But it starts with yourself. It will never start anywhere else. You got to get that understanding. And through time and through our subsequent shows, we will get into that in more details. But in a nutshell, overall, that's the self-work. Whatever you do, whatever answer, whatever situation it is, it's not you going out and changing somebody else. It's what you change and work on within yourself. Then you will perceive things differently. Then you will, if you change your mindset, and then you will have control, and then you will have that dominion that was given to us, you know. So that's.
But how do you? Let me ask you this, because we discussed this, and we have probably even debated this. How do you do that? because like a lot of times you tell me to tap in, and I don't know like how to tap in with the, like, I didn't know how to do that. My tapping in have to be ignited for me to tap in, meaning that something have to, you know, I have to see something, hear something, read something for me to bring that out of me. Like I don't remember my innate powers and abilities. No, I'm not trying to be funny. That's just for me.
Now, no, I know you're not.
You have people who are psychics. You have people, like in the scripture said, that many people have different books, different talents and gifts, right? I have to read. I have to know history. I have to do, and then something sparks in me. You know what I'm saying? So my, you know, I won't consider totally my third eye is open, like, you know, and I'm some spiritual priestess and stuff like that. So how do you tell a person like me, you know, what to do? I mean, because just telling them to tap in, it sounds exciting. It sounds easy. But what if they're not on that level? Now, some people don't need all of that. Some people don't need to read and, you know, and research and do all of that because they like, you know, they on that Buddha level. They on that, you know, even though that was that's something to debate, because even in the movies, you know, like you see how things was written. Even if it wasn't written in a book, it was written on the walls, right? For us to see it there. So there's something about the written word or the written text. But it could also mean like what you said, that our ancestors knew that we'd lose our way and we'd get dumbed down. So they prepared, they had a backup plan, you know, which is the hieroglyphics and other texts, sacred texts that will try to bring us back to our, you know, our higher self or what we're supposed to remember or what we're supposed to be doing. So, but for me, you know, it's that. So how do you help people that don't know nothing about tapping in? What would you say they do?
Okay. Like you said, the hieroglyphics and texts and what have you, written instructions on how it's done. It's written, it's in word, and then it's in picture forms that triggers memories in you, because you have all the answers that you need is within. Any answers right. that you need, you got to go, and that I'm saying this as a start so people will know I have a foundation. You always go within. Anything that you're looking for is not outside of yourself. The answers are within. And with the teaching, the best of teachers are those that can bring what's within the person and bring it out, bring it outward, because they already have it. You have to draw it out of them so that they can see for themselves, so they can recognize and remember for themselves. Now, usually in a situation, how we the process starts with is usually some traumatic event that happens, or is question, or a sense of loss or whatever that triggers one to say, there's got to be more in life than this. Where do I go? What's happening? What do I do? I don't have a clue. And that's how it usually starts, this interest. But just by that, when you become aware of that, then you are basically, you're like calling, you're calling for the help that you need. You're calling for something that's within yourself, and it starts the process. Now, as far as tapping in, some of the things you have to do is you have to quiet your mind, because a lot of times, I'm sure when this is happening, so much is going on in the mind. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of noise. A lot of noise, and this is happening, this, and you don't know which way to go, which way. You have to calm down that noise. You have to still that noise. Sometimes you have to be still and learn to quiet those voices that's in the head, the noises and all that. And that and you know the pop, what a lot of people call that, right? Meditating. It's when you're meditating, when you still the mind, still the thoughts and all that noise, and just be still. And then things, once things are still, then you start to hear things. A thought crosses your mind or whatever. And then those thoughts is like, well, where is this coming from or whatever? But something within your spirit will recognize it and saying, okay, I need to pay attention to this. I need to look into this more. And then sometimes it's just a thought. It could be a word or whatever, but that starts you on your path. You know what I'm saying? And then that you keep calling for it. You call on it to get stronger and give you the direction that you need. So I think that's how it starts. And then once you're from there, it does something energetic-wise that it reaches out in the universe and it you connect with other people and other things that will come into you, attract these things, and it comes into your life to help take you even further, you know, take you along your path. You get directions or you make the connection. You'll hear something from this one or you'll read something, pick up, and that'll resonate in you. And then from there, it just, each step that you take, the higher sources will take steps towards you and help lead you and guide you. A soft way of introducing this theory. But as we progress, it'll go on more. For right now, but this is what's coming through for me now. So what I would suggest, let me say this. Learn to be still. Find some time in the morning, whenever it is right for you. I can't give you a time. Your spirit will know when to do it, what works best for you. So I'm going to go there. But when there's too much going on, you have to find a quiet space. It's just somewhere that you take yourself away from the chaos or whatever is going on, where you can get silence. And then you gotta, I don't want to use the word force, but you be insistent with yourself that you make up in your mind that this is what I need at this moment in time. I need to be still. Sometimes you can't. It takes a few tries. Sometimes you don't get it. You have to get into the habit of doing it. Every day, just take some time, a couple of minutes a day, and then it'll expand and add another minute and go on. But you have to get to a point where you can just be still. Sometimes you don't have to think about nothing. You just need to be still and quiet the noise that's in your head. And then once you can do that and you gain that control and get used to that routine, then the next step will come to you. Because then you know how, then you want to be able to do it so that you can shut it down at will. You know what I'm saying? That is not so difficult that you get in the habit of it. It's like muscles when you're doing a workout. At first you're weak and you don't know how to do things and you're a little shaky with it. But the more that you do it and the more that you practice it, the bigger and stronger the muscle gets. So you just got to get in the practice of learning to be still. And it's a literal thing. Be still. And then once you do that, then you understand the concept of being still, then your mind can conceive that as well. It said, okay, there's too much going on, so we're just going to shut it down for now. For this period of time, if you need a time or whatever, whatever you need to get you started, then you do that. And then once you get used to it, then you can remove it. Because you don't want to be dependent upon other things, you know, and then that can cause anxiety as well. But as long as you can still your mind and get peace, you need to understand a feeling of peace. And guess what? And those say, well, I don't know what peace is, but guess what? You know what chaos is. So, you know, peace ain't that. It's the opposite of the chaos. So what you know is uncomfortable to you and it's that chaos, then at least you know peace ain't that. It's the opposite of that. Whatever you're feeling, it feels opposite and it's a better feeling. It's a higher level of feeling that's going on there. So, and once you do that, and then sometimes, oh, and here's another way that you can tap in when you can't still it. Sometimes we self-medicate. Sometimes we do the smoking or the drinking or this and that. Sometimes how about something else? Music. Music can get you to a higher vibration. Find something. That you know, of music that brings you into a peaceful state. Sometimes you need to do that. Get that song. Sometimes when you can't get to it, play it. Sing the song in your head. Play it. So the thing is, long as it snaps you out of one state and gets you into a peaceful and a more higher elevated state. So that's the goal that you're trying to do. So whatever it takes. But try to stay away from the self-medicating and things like that. You want to be careful with that. You don't want to switch one, you know, uneasy, chaotic situation for another. want a more high vibing situation, and we'll break that down even more. I don't know. I seem like I was rambling. Did I explain it a little bit?
You explained it perfectly. No, I totally understand. I totally understand what you were saying. I totally agree too. That you just basically you don't want to depend on no other devices but your own self. You want to get to the place where you innately being able to tap in and get the spiritual downloads that you need.
Correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Angela, you want to take a call now and see if we have any callers that want to contribute to the program. And again, everybody that's listening, tonight's show is called Winter is Here, Now What? And it's how do we move forward in life after this worldwide time out? And the guest call-in number is 515-605-9322. Again, that's 515-605-9322. So now we're going to go to the board, then we're going to take a caller. So caller, be ready. We're going to be speaking with the caller with the last four digits, 0085. Again, that's 0085.
Oh, that would be me, Cici.
Hello. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking to this evening? Let the listening audience know.
This is Xenia. My name is Xenia. I'm one of the prayer warriors, which is my ultimate pleasure. I can't even speak on it. We don't have that long on the radio. But I just want to say, wow, job well done to both of y'all. I'm in amazement. The message has been completely conveyed. The message is thorough and real, and it is something that definitely needed to be spoken on, just because if we don't speak on it to speak to each other and help each other learn about what we need to do to get further and embrace our better selves, then what are we really doing here? Doing? And yeah, our purpose is not, being fulfilled like as God, as our Lord would allow us, or our our God, in general, would want us to do. And I just wanted to say, only thing I can say is just thank y'all for the message, because yes, winter is coming, and what are we going to do? What we're going to do is we're going to rise above our failure. We're going to rise above our disbelief and our and anything that is not of God, and we're just going to try to make sure that we stay on the right path. And I think that's the best thing that I can give at this present moment. Because I am completely overwhelmed with all the knowledge. That is so amazing. I have written some things down too, because I always do that. And it's just, thank y'all so much for the message. And thank y'all for allowing me to join y'all tonight on your comeback. and welcome back, and congratulations. And I love y'all so much.
Thank you. Shannon, let me ask you a question, though. From what you know about winter is coming, what do you feel that people need to do to start preparing emotionally, spiritually, financially, all of that? Like, what is your thoughts on it, being that now you kind of know the phrase of winter is coming?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say, in my opinion, what it is like basically – Prepare yourself. You should be prepared already. Don't get me wrong. But if you're not, then get prepared. Like we always say, be ready so we don't have to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, it's coming as we can see, things are happening in his world that, you know, is obvious that there's a shift going on. There's a shift going on, and we have to be kind of like open to that. We can't close our mind to it because it's something that we don't want to endure, or we don't want to, I don't want to think about that, because there's a lot of people that walk around thinking like that. Like, oh, no, I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to think about that. But you must, you know what I'm saying? You must, because if you don't, then where would that land you? You know, you don't want to land in the pits of hell. I know that. I don't know, disrespect, but that, I mean, come on. So we do have to learn how to open up our hearts and our minds and our understanding, our acknowledgement of doing, you know, what we need to do to stay on task, because that's what the winter, you know, it's not something, you know, a lot of people don't like the winter, you know. Some people do like the winter, but it's, you know, most commonly not loved. It's either spring or summer, you know, spring and summer and fall, you know, they like those more. So when you think about the winter, you're thinking about hardship. You're thinking about, you just never know what might be coming your way. So this is why you have to be prayed up and stayed up enough to be able to withstand whatever comes your way, you know, and praying you yourself through, praying your family through, you know, loving on your loved ones, keeping them in the word and helping them understand and know that this is not a game.
Right.
This is not a game. This is to be, you know, respected, you know, and accepted. So, yeah, I mean, that's what, like, winter, you know what I mean? Because if we don't get on a ball, like how I remember my pastor used to say something like that, like, you know, get your house in order. But that, you know what I mean? It's metaphorical, but, you know, it ain't like clean up your house and make sure your floors is mopped and all that. It ain't that, you know. We know what he means. He means like get your affairs and get your situation in order so that when it come down to the time where we have to, you know, come face to face with our Maker, we will have him saying to us, well done. How we say, well done, my son, well done. You know. And that is what this preparation, you know, is what I feel like we should do. But the winter part of it all is the hardship, you know. It's not going to be easy, but you can do it, you know. Not going to be easy, but anything that's having is worth fighting for. So.
Exactly. And you know what? You said something very, very important, Shenya. And Angela, I think you mentioned it as well earlier, and I want you to expound on this, Angela, about preparation. And it's when, because, you know, a lot of times we get shaky because we're unprepared, you know what I mean? Because we don't know what's happening and what's standing before us, whatever. But the more you prepare, the more confidence that you gain. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
You want to build
up
more from there? And
well, I like to use the verse from the Bible, Ecclesiastics. It says, there's a time for everything.
Mm.
You know? And then one part says, you see how the ants, basically how the ants roll, they go out. I paraphrase, so I'm just paraphrasing. In other words, the ants go out to get their food at a certain time. And I like that concept, mm-hmm. because it reminds me of how to move. You know, a lot of people say wise people say, if you want to learn about life, look at nature. Time to do that, you know, just nature itself. Because there's laws in everything in this world. A lot of us miss it and we don't pay attention to. So if you just take a look at nature, how powerful it is and how it's not done randomly. Things don't just happen. It's planned. It was planned, divinely planned. It has routine. It has a system. So you have to, you know, you have to be in alignment with that. Hey, but I'm sorry. What was the question again? I don't know.
You were answering it. We were talking about preparation, and I wanted to build on what it means.
Right, because I went into the answer. So you just do, you know, you take a look at nature itself, and you meaning that there's a time to build and there's a time to mess around. You know, every day is not about, you know, messing around. You can't party, go to a party every single day. I mean, Jesus Christ, you have to build your spirituality. You have to build your finances. You have to build your family. So it's a number of things that you have to do. But if you do it during a certain time and you have a system, you be in sync, just like the animals. They don't, just like you see a bear, he hibernates a certain time. He don't hibernate 365 days of a year. He hibernates certain times, but when he do, and people would say the bear sleep a lot, right? But when he do wake, he's effective.
Yeah.
That's the point. Just, you know, people just want to be alive. I don't want to die. You have to ask yourself why you shouldn't die. You're taking up space. Why should God allow you? Why should the spirit allow you to stay alive? Okay. You know, what are you preparing for? What are you doing? So, to be prepared, start preparing for everything. And then that way, when it comes, be on point. You know, the wintertime should be something that you should be doing versus the summertime. You know, people, look at school. School have it with September to June. Kids go to school. Mm-hmm. In between, they get small breaks. But that's not no time to be playing. That's not a summer break. Okay, you got Thanksgiving break, Christmas. It's not a summer. So some business have to be taken care of during that time. Then you have the summertime. The summer is when you, most people, well, I'm going on vacation and have fun. So it's a system of doing things, staying in sync. When you are prepared, your life be more orderly. Okay. Unlike when you are, when you have no stability in your life, we have to look for how to, we have to start preparing. And that's why when the pandemic happened, a lot of people was off, was just off. And it's still affecting because they said a lot of people are suffering right now from mental illness. They never seen that like that, meaning that you was playing around too much. You know, people say I'm the doom and gloom, or not really the doom and gloom person, but, you know, I believe in hard work, and I believe that you should prepare for that day you get a phone call that your mother died, your mother sick, your aunt, your uncle, whoever. Because one day it may happen. You might end up sick. Anything can happen. So if you already prepared, not to, for me, this is how I do. I'm not saying other people should do this, but this is life. Okay? Life is full of surprises. Life is also beautiful. But what we tend to do too much is try to stay in the party mode 24/7. And that's not going to work. Like, Sheena, you mentioned something, how we try to, you know, act like things is not there when we need to look at it. We need to look at it dead in its face and say, okay, this is where we at right now. You just said it, Sheena. So too many people be oblivious. They're just walking around like everything is all good. So that's why when the pandemic happened, people was like, you know, they was caught up and they was in a state of shock. They was scared. They was frightened, you know, and everyone, I'm not saying you shouldn't be afraid, because even through your fear, you should still do what you need to do. But fear shouldn't stop you from doing what you need to do. But, you know, you'll be able to, if you're preparing for stuff, then you'll be able to, come out of it better than if you're not. And that's why they call disaster preparedness. My cousin, Barrington, he's into disaster preparedness. And everything that was going on in the pandemic, he spoke about. He was speaking about that 10, 15 years ago. Okay? Mm-hmm. Same thing. The Walking Dead, he was speaking about, okay, before it happened. Because this is the thing about being prepared. You want to prepare for it before it happens. That comes with wisdom. That comes having great foresight. That comes from paying attention to the time. Do you know what time it is? Okay. Huh. Knowing what seasons you are in. I remember when my children was little and they used to want to go outside. We all probably experienced this as parents. You tell your kids it's cold outside, they can't wear their favorite shorts at. But no, they want to go out. Send them out. But you know what my kids learned? When I told them it's cold, hot, they was prepared for the seasons. They stopped doing that. So sometimes we do need to experience, you know, challenges so we can learn. Because most of the time people learn through trial and error, unfortunately. You know? So, yeah, that's my take on that. I hope I answered the question, Avon.
No, you absolutely did. And, you know, I want to say this. In the preparedness, I want to say to everyone that's out there that's listening, and let me just give a quick reminder to those that are listening, the name of the show is Winter is Here. Now what? How do we move forward in life after this worldwide time out? And for the call-in number, it's 515-605-9322. Again, that's 515-605-9322. And I wanted to bring up this point. You know, everybody out here is a superhero in their own way. You have the potential to be one. You are one. You just have to recognize the fact that you are. And we all have our individual talents, our strengths, and we all have weaknesses. But the thing is, and that's what you find out with your self-work. You'll find out what your strengths and weaknesses are. If you know you have your weaknesses, you work on them. You find somebody that is maybe stronger in that situation, and then you work with them, get advice, or it happens in life. It happens that way. People cross your path if this is what you call out in your mind. Now, the thing is, and why I'm saying all this is this. You will be surprised, even though you think, oh, what do I have to give? Or I can't help anybody. I'm not the T.D. Jakes, the high teachers and this and that, but you are. Because if you're a part of the Most High, God, however you want to call this entity, you are that. You are this. So you have to have confidence in that. And when people come to you, take the time, pay attention, and listen. That minute that somebody is reaching out to you or is talking to you or say something, give your complete attention. We're all here on this earth. Everybody wants to know that they matter and people care about them. The few minutes that you take out of your time, as long as it's not a situation, life and death, and you stopping a situation and you taking away from that time where you could be saving somebody else's life, that's one thing. But we're talking about if you have a moment, just listen. Because that few moments may save someone's life. Let me repeat that. Those few moments may save someone's life. Or you may speak a word. You may not think that you're saying anything profound or whatever, but there's something that you said or words that you use that is a confirmation for somebody else. And that will help them hold on. It will change their mind from ending it all and letting go. Take the time. Look people in their eye. And because when you do that, what they say, the eyes are the windows to the soul. So you let the souls communicate and take that time because it's happening for a reason. These people are crossing your path for a reason. Take a moment, pay attention to what's going on. Take it all in. Sometimes you may not get all the answers while you're standing right there in the midst of it, but when you go back, you may hear something, you may see something, or something resonates in your spirit, and you say, oh, I got it. This is a serious time. This is a time where people are highly emotional, highly sensitive, and there's the depression is about to sink in, too, with this winter. Winter, Shenya, you were describing it very well of what winter represents and what it looks like. It's mm-hmm. when you look at it, it's, the trees are barren, they're bare, it's cold, mm-hmm. it's just desolate. It's a whole lot of things going on. It's death. It represents death, the dying mm-hmm. of the old, and then a time for rebuilding and repairing whatever. That's what's going on in this winter season. And then come spring, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You come out, you birth, and it's a new life. So now's the time. Mm-hmm. Let's get our minds right, help others get their minds right. You know what? Sometimes we got our kids out here. People are doing crazy stuff. They're reckless. They're getting reckless, whatever, because, you know, they're not connecting. And we have to connect. We got to connect some type of way. You ain't got to yell and fuss or whatever, but sometimes you just look with compassion. Because you guess what? Even though somebody that, in your opinion, is very wicked and doing the most heinous things or what have you, but guess what? If you have compassion, you can understand how things that they may have gone through and have made them get this mindset and this perception. Now, listen to what I say very carefully. You have compassion. That means you understand how they got to where they got to. But they still have to answer for what they did. You understand what I'm saying? You don't just like, oh, well, because you had a hard life, whatever. No, you got to answer for what you do. Yeah, you had some hard times, whatever. But there's ways that you conduct business. And we know innately right and wrong. You know this. So the thing is, you got to answer and accept correction. You got to get correction. Be a gentle corrector. Be that gentle hand, that gentle voice. Baby, you know, I hear you. I understand what's going on, but you know you're wrong. You know that wasn't right, right? So what are we going to do? Talk them through it. So let them hear so they can get another idea, another perception of what's going on. It's usually when they didn't hear the other side of it. So you be that voice. We have to do this now. We can't sit around waiting for other people because we saw what happened with that. People ran amok and they were doing all sorts of crazy things. We can't afford that now. We cannot afford it. So we're going to have to stand up. However ways, and it does not matter. The littlest thing means so much. All you have to do is affect one person, and that one person represent the many. So you will affect a whole lot of people if you can accept, affect one person. Get yourself together, and then you help somebody along the way as you're going. Be an example. Live the life. Show them how to do this. And that's what we talk about online all the time. You can tell people what we discuss. There are different learners. You got those that learn audibly. They learn through hearing. You got those that learn through sight. You got those that learn through touch. You got wonders. And then you got combinations, different combinations of all three of these things. So the thing is, but the biggest thing is to be about that. Be an example. You model the behavior that you want people to do. You got to be about it because the first thing that people will tell you is, yeah, you said it, but how is that working for you? You ain't doing it, whatever. But the thing is, if you're doing it and if you're really about that life and you're living that, nobody can't say anything to you. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't worried about it right. Because you're about your life. Am I right, right or am I wrong? I don't know.
You're right.
So we
that's 100.
Be about it. So what do you guys think about that? Anybody want to add to that?
I mean, the whole thing is that, you know, you being positive, you know, is a saying, if you believe it, you can achieve it, you know, and you just staying focused. You know what I'm saying? A lot of self-talk, a lot of self-love, and being around the right people that can help you along your journey. So you got to stay focused. So that's what I wanted to add on to that.
Absolutely. Shenya, you have anything?
Here's what I have to say.
That was profound, and it couldn't be more true. So, yes, you know what I'm saying? Compassion, understanding, you know, it is important, you know, for us to utilize with our, you know, with anybody that we come into contact with, you know. And if you can, how you said, if you can believe it, you can achieve it. So, I mean, it's doable. It's just, you know what I'm saying? You got to put the pedal to the metal. That's it.
Exactly. I like that saying that you use. I think the full thing is, if you can conceive it and believe it, then you can achieve it.
Yeah, if you believe it, you can achieve it.
So you have to have a thought first. It starts with a thought. You have to, if you can think of it and then you believe it and put that energy behind it, put that work in behind it, then you can definitely achieve it. And then what's the thing? What is it that we always like to say about the vision? With the people without the vision, they're lost.
They can see better.
Right. That vision is to put that together hand in hand with the thought. You got to be able to see it. If you can't see it, you got to be able to see these things. And if you can see it, you can see it, then you can pull it in. And you can achieve it. So, another thing that I like to say and always remind, and just for our listening audience, just remember these phrases, because we're going to be using it a lot when we speak. Connection. We are holistic people. We pull in everything all at once and make it into a whole. We are taught things compartmentalized. Is get this here, and everything is separated and apart. But the thing is, that is not how we as a people learn it. We have to put it back together. Others, you break it down in smaller pieces so they can chew it and digest it and all this other stuff. But what we forget for us as a people, you got to put it back together. That's why we're not making any connections to it, and we missing the boat and the snap, because it's scattered and we forgot that these things are supposed to come together. So remember to always connect the dots, make connections with everything. If you're thinking this goes along with that. Nothing is separate and nothing's apart. Everything is part of a whole. It goes back to one. You do the division, whatever, it goes back to one. It doesn't matter how many parts, but all those parts put together will give you the whole. So we got to remember that. Make your connections and make things whole. I don't know. I've been running my mouth.
No, you've been doing you've been doing your thing. I wanted to say one thing. I didn't even remember, but I remember now. But I remember making a mental note of it earlier, and because I've been hanging out with my brother and my nieces all day today, and we went to Poughkeepsie, we went here, we went there, you know, whatever. But, you know, Brian, he was born and raised in the church, just as I was. I won't say he's not religious. I'll say, you know, he needs to get reconnected like he used to be. I'll say that. But we all do. But at the same time, because I'm not judging him, I'm just saying, you know. But I will say he said something, and I was like, I wonder if he just prophesied something out of nowhere. Because when he said it, he was like, because we were talking about something, because a lady had tried to cut us off. And she, you know, if he didn't have good reflexes, it would have been an accident. Mind you, I have my little niece in the back in her car seat. She's 1 year old, and we got his fiance's daughter, who's 8 years old, and it's me in the passenger and him in the driver. So he was just like, he was livid, you know. You know what happened. He started cursing, and I said, calm down, like, relax. He like, no, because she should have did that. He was like, well, that's that privilege. He said, that's that privilege stuff. And then he said, but don't worry about it, because God's people are about to be on time. He said, God, I don't want to say the exact thing. He says, but God's people, they're about to come back. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he was like, no, what I'm saying is, you know what I mean? Just like I said, God's people is about to win. You know what I'm saying? You remember when Dad used to say, the first shall be last and the last shall be first? Mm-hmm. He was like, I'm telling you. And I said, wow, because, you know, like I said, he don't really be into all, you know, everything that we doing and stuff like that. So it just kind of like stuck out to me. And then I didn't say anything too much to him about it at the time, but I just was like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was different, you know, for him to say out of nowhere. You know what I mean? Kind of like, so I thought that was profound to me. I was like, you know, it just, like, it kind of, like, gave me chills on my arm and everything when he said it. So I was like, oh, wait a minute. He just speak. Well, even though we already know, you know, it's already written. But still, you know, like, for him to come out of nowhere saying it, it was like, wow.
But guess what? Was that really out of nowhere? See, that's being tapped in. That's tapped in naturally. Now, see, what a lot of people get caught up in, like they say, oh, the people get so holier than thou, and it's just so religious and just so sanctified and so this and that, whatever, is when the common man can speak it, speak the word, and speak the truth. And it comes to, and then that's how those who profess to know it like that, you have to be able to speak it so that the common person could understand what it is that you're talking about.
You're right. It is more profound when it comes from somebody that you least, you know what I mean? Like you said, a common man, and somebody who stays, you know, like he probably don't, you never know. He might do his own thing on his own, you know? I don't know. I don't live with him, but at the same time, I do notice certain things. Like he's starting to humble himself a little more, you know. And I'm like, okay, that's what's up. Like that's beautiful, you know. He like, I don't know. Like something is coming out of, you know. And and I've been praying for it. So you know, we've been praying for it. Excuse me. So.
No,
you know what I mean? Like, it is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is. And you know what? Because I, for lack of a better term, I use the common man, but the lay person. And nobody is common because everybody is a piece of God. So they got God in them.
Right.
So that was misspoke there. So the thing is, you better listen to, don't be turning your nose up at the so-called homeless person, or you don't know the situation, how they got to that, but they have a lot of intelligence there. You better listen. Wisdom is coming from all around. It's coming from everybody. It's coming from out of the mouth of babe, from the seniors to the middle age. It doesn't matter what age or who, it's there. And you got to be listening
That's
to it.
That's true. Even in the Jesus story about when he had said, I can't tell you exactly who, I apologize about that, but I feel like it was the disciples, one of the disciples or whatever, and then they were saying, was it the ones that were against him? He was like, don't bring them into this temple or something like that, and he was like, what? Like, that's the ones that my father wants the most, right there. What are you talking about? You know, the ones that need, I'm not chasing after the ones that already, I'm chasing after them, you know, don't get me wrong, but I really want to, you know, save the souls that need to be saved, and especially if they come into me. Come on now. I'm paraphrasing now, sis.
But we got you. Listen, ladies, hold on one second. We have another caller on the line with the last four digits, 5748. So, caller, be ready. I'm about to bring you in. 5748. Hello?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We are fine. Can you tell us who are we speaking to?
This is AK Whitehouse from Harlem.
Well, hello, AK White House from Harlem. How are you this evening?
It's a great pleasure to see you guys. You guys have a fantastic show. You guys have some great points. But let me tell you something. A man supposed to control the universe.
The man is supposed to control the universe. Okay, well then speak on it. Tell us how. What are you saying? What do you want to tell us? Tell us what you mean by this.
I want to tell you guys that it's great show, great doing what's supposed to be. When it come on to everything, is a man at the head of the table. Ladies are always welcome. Ladies got to do what the ladies got to do. Ladies got to be representative, join the university as equal, but it can never be equal. Got to be 99 against 100. So if the lady have 99, the men got to have 100.
The man
okay,
has
so
100.
Suppose the man don't want to participate 100. He tells you, what about when a man tell you to be strong and have more strength and work as hard as him?
Well, based on your question, you're looking for an answer of the question, based on contributing, helping, working hard. You can't, a lady can't work hard like a man. A man is stronger than a lady. Unless she's a he-she, she contributes in muscular system. But a lady represents a lady, correct?
A lady, say that again?
A lady represents a lady, correct?
A woman represents herself, yes.
A woman represents a woman, correct?
Yeah. Right.
A man represents a man, correct?
Supposed mm-hmm. to be.
That's a difficult to answer. Because number one, you said correct on the first question, but on the second question, you have different answers. How can that
be right?
I'm talking
about based on societal issues, how a lot of times, because you mentioned men and women, right? And what's happening a lot of times, especially nowadays, men are saying women should be more, they should be, when a man, okay, let me ask you, when a man is saying a woman should be independent, a woman should be strong, a woman is weak, what do that mean?
That means you guys went downtown Manhattan and you guys went over the world and compete and demonstrate that a woman should get equal pay like a man, correct? Is that correct? You guys went on demonstration and called a big society, a big question to the university, oh, a woman should get equal pay like a man. Then if a woman should get paid like an equal man, does that seem to mean that she should work hard like a man?
No, I'm just asking, I'm not talking about, there's some women who advocated a woman should get equal pay if she's doing the same amount of work. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree. So therefore, ain't nothing justified between each other when a man said a woman should do what it's supposed to do. Correct. Therefore, hey.
Well, what about that woman? What about if that woman don't take that stand? She don't mind. She don't mind a man taking leadership.
But based on your question you're giving to me, it sounds like it's a personal question you're putting out there. Do something going on with your life that you want to discuss, lady.
Excuse me?
Wait a minute. Okay. I want you to answer this. Listen, I'm going to put this out there for the future, Tom. I'm going to let you get back to it. Listening audience, we're going to, in a future show, it may be the very next show, yes, we're going to have a discussion about men and women. And I want you all to come in and call in with your questions or whatever. And we're going to discuss this and we're going to go into it deeply. And that may take up a few shows. But, okay, go back to it, you two. Angela, you continue.
No, because he came in, he said hi, and then he went straight into the gender roles. So I was just asking him that. I don't know why that happened first. I don't understand that. Like, he's saying men should rule. Like, what, we should have a man on the show who taking over the show? I don't understand. Should we have a man doing this, or do you find us competent?
I was not discussing a man taking over the show. I was discussing that man stands for men, woman stands for woman. No one was saying that taking over no show, not nothing. You ask question, I give you answer. Ask you a question and you give me an answer. That's what the listeners want to hear. They want to hear what is correct from what is wrong.
Oh,
okay. That's what I think the show is about. Who want to speak what they want to speak on. Who going through a situation and want to bring it out there. Who not going through it. It's all about how can it be better.
Can I ask you a question, Mr. Whitehouse? Excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Would you call in again for our next show? Because I want to speak with you some more. Would you call in again for future shows?
I would call into any show if I know what the topic is about. I can't speak on a show if I don't know what the topic is about. You see, I have to know what topic of the show is about so I could get my vocabulary together, get my sentence together, and everything together. You see, the topic of the show is the most important thing of the show. Hey, we're calling about how can we increase everybody's lifestyle of eating. That's a topic of the show. Hey, we want to express ourselves. How can we have someone lose some weight? That's a topic of the show. You understand?
Absolutely. Now, definitely, you will know ahead of time because we're going to send out the links ahead of time so folks know what the topic is. And so they can prepare themselves and call in because we definitely want the interaction and we want to have these discussions and we want to have the tough discussions. So we're not going to shy away from that. We definitely want that. So you brought up an interesting thing and I definitely want to speak on this topic because this is a big thing and this is a sore spot with not what you're talking about now per se, but with men and women. And we're at a very, very sad state. And I would like to discuss it. And hopefully with our input, we can make some changes out here in the world today because this is a big topic and I want to devote a lot of time to it specifically to this. So yes, we will definitely send out links way ahead of time so folks will know what the topics are, but I really want you to call back in and speak with us again on future shows because you have some very interesting things to say. And we want to have an exchange and question each other. And I really want to know what your thoughts are and how you're thinking and how you come to the conclusions that you do. So definitely, we're going to get into it more. Ladies, do you have any more questions to ask Mr. Whitehouse?
No, I think you should ask Mrs. Angela the next question.
Okay. Oh, well, you know what?
Okay. I mean, you said it's another topic because he mentioned that he has to know the topic of the of what's going on, and I was just astonished that he didn't know this topic, but he did have a lot of input, which is no problem, but he don't know this topic. Do you, Mr. Whitehouse?
No, I did not know this topic. I could feel the question that was given to me, and based on the question that was given to me, I phrased my answers towards it. So therefore, it will fit in the category to solve the question. You see, you could ask questions. You don't have to know the topic, but the question that's given to you, you must be smart enough to think that, you know what, it's got to be related to that topic or related to something that they want to hear the answer for.
Well, this is
correct.
Okay, Let me just give him the topic of the show.
Let him know.
Mm-hmm. The topic of the show is Winter is Here. Now what? how do we move forward in life after the worldwide timeout? So we was just talking about the phrase that the Game of Thrones uses on the Game of Thrones. They use winter is here, and they use that for a reason, meaning they have to prepare before winter comes because the Walking Dead will destroy them. In other words, okay, I'm just summing it up, okay, and paraphrasing it. So in the Game of Thrones, they had to prepare to fight the Walking Dead, the Night Walkers. They call it Night Walkers, okay? And they come out in the wintertime to kill, okay, the people that's, you know, the regular people. So that's where the phrase come from. So Avon named the show Winter Is Here, meaning that it's already here. How are you prepared? So that's the question for you. Are you prepared?
I want to go with that topic. The winter is here because it's still summer. Number one, Thursday is when the climate change over to autumn. The winter ain't here yet.
Oh, yes, it is. We're talking about the energy of the world.
Right.
Energetically, energy. About winter. It's winter.
Metaphorically.
Yes, there you go.
The energy is still summer. The energy is still summer. So there ain't
they're talking about metaphorically, my house.
Number one, the topic was winter is here, correct?
Yeah,
correct.
How you prepare for winter. How you prepare for winter when winter is not here? We're still in summer.
The same way the ants do it. The ants prepare to gather up.
They are not prepared right now.
They are. They're gone. Yes, they do. They prepare in the summertime. If you know the history of ants.
I'm right outside in front of my house looking for food right now, taking it back under the ground.
They are still looking, but your topic is how you prepare for winter. And autumn, yes?
Winter is metaphorical.
Ain't no winter clothes. It's not no winter clothes in the store right
no,
now.
No, if we're speaking metaphorically,
it's not
we,
no
we
winter
know that
clothes
it's
in the
not
store right
so.
Now. So why are you going to prepare for something that's not here? You have
you
to prepare for something.
For example,
tomorrow we're going on a vacation. We're going to pack our suitcase today, correct?
Say that again.
Tomorrow we are going on a vacation. We're going to pack our suitcase tonight, correct?
Okay.
We're going to pack our suitcase tonight. We didn't pack our suitcase a week before, but to get on the plane tomorrow. No, no one does that. Everyone packed their suitcase the night or the day before the motherfucking flight, correct?
Well, Mr. Whitehouse, let's watch the language. We got
Okay, I'm sorry about the language.
You're not the only listener.
The point of the story, you cannot prepare for winter when you got to go through a different season. I'm preparing for summer.
Is he saying that he want to take it one day at a time?
Let me ask you something. I'm gonna sum it up real quick because we gotta go soon. Avon, your time is running out.
Yes,
but
we got.
Sum it up. You have car insurance, right? You have car insurance, right? Hello.
No, I don't have any. I don't have any.
All right. Well, if you did, let's say for people who do have car insurance, no, they didn't get in an accident, but it's just in case they get into an accident. So that's why they have car insurance. So even though they didn't get into the accident already. So that's just basically. But anyway, thank you for calling in. It was nice speaking to you. That's all because our time is running out.
So, and what we do, and going back to the expression that we used earlier, if you stay prepared, you won't have to get prepared. So we're going to end it on that. But again, tonight's show was Winter is Here. Now what? How do we move forward in life after this worldwide timeout? I want to thank my lovely host, Angela, and Ms. Shenya for her contributions tonight. They were excellent. Love you too. And thank you, Mr. Whitehouse, for calling in. We're looking forward to speaking to you again on our next show. So we want to say from all of us here with Conversations with A&A, good night.
Good night.
Good night.